come all ye faithful. I wonder, do you count yourself among that number? Do you think of yourself as faithful? I ask because too often it seems faith is equated with what you think, or faith is seen as believing the right thing, whether you believe it or not. Sometimes believing in the unbelievable. But that's not what faith is. No, faith is about how you act, not what you think, not even what you believe. And from what I can see, you are faithful people. You are faithful people. You show up with open hearts and minds. You do what you can to help others. You share your gifts and your resources and your talents, trying to ease another's pain, trying to make ours a better world. You keep on trying, don't you? Even at times when it might be easier to quit, to give up. And when you make mistakes, as we all do, you try to make amends and do better. This is what it means to be faithful. And so I hope you heard Jan Richardson's words just now as speaking to you in these days. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow and in grief. This is what Christmas is about, right here. Not about gifts or trees or lights, as nice as all those things are. The story of Jesus' birth is about very ordinary people facing fearful times with hope and with love. It's about light shining in the darkness, the holy becoming flesh and dwelling among us is not meant to be seen as a one-time event 2,000 years ago, but rather as something that keeps on happening in our world and in our particular lives. We tell this old story because we forget that we too are here to bear the light, to be bringers of hope and love to a world so sorely in need of it. I'm convinced that if we meet God anywhere, it is right here. Here in the beauty and in the mess of our particular lives. In the stuff of this good earth. It's why we're drawn in this season to stories of light shining in the darkness, of consecrated oil that doesn't run out, of the Holy One coming to earth and being born in a humble stable of all places. Because we need to be reminded, don't we, of the pregnant possibility that exists right here in these bodies, yours and mine, in these humble and holy places that we inhabit, in these lives that we have been given for a time. This past week, the week before Christmas, people kept showing up at our church door. They looked ordinary enough. But maybe because it was the week before Christmas, maybe because I was remembering for a change St. Benedict's rule that we should receive guests as if they were Christ. That's how I experienced these folks who kept showing up at our door, as bearers of the holy in our midst. I didn't tell them I saw this in them. I just basked in their glow. I didn't tell them they were blessings in disguise. Maybe they picked up on it too. I'm not sure. And I was telling this to one of you at the end of this week, and you said, this is why you're committed to our work of feeding the hungry here, that you experience the holy when you're serving others, that down in our basement here, you see that these are moments of grace. People caring for one another, the divisions between us falling away. It's like a glimpse, you said, of how life could be. This is the promise of Christmas. When we see clearly enough that God is not out there in the sky somewhere, but with us, in our joy and in our sorrow and in our pain and in our struggle. That God is in one another among us. When we see this, when we finally get this and act like it, then there will be peace on earth. There will be, as we heard the angel say, goodwill among all. And the invitation is to practice this not just at Christmas, of course, but all the year round. So, come all you faithful, all you with your stubborn hope, all you who keep putting one foot in front of the other, all you who keep on working to make things better, redeeming our world one step, one small act at a time. And please remember, as Jan Richardson says, blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar, where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in unaccountable faith, in stubborn hope, in love that illumines every broken thing it finds. Come, all you faithful. Come, let us adore him, and let us see that the holy is right here, here on earth and here in each of us, here in all of us. And let us see that we are here to share that love and that light now and forever. Amen.